Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a full slate of entertainment to Farmington and San Juan County. The Feel Good Show, The Choir of Man, Tuesday, January 11th at 7:30 p.m. The Farmington Civic Center, 200 West Arrington in downtown Farmington. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows or 505-599-1148. It's 8 o'clock, Tuesday morning, January the 4th, 2022. Good morning and Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere else on planet Earth from our website, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers. This is a visual radio program on a visual radio station. The video is streaming live this morning out to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. We're glad that you are with us this morning, everyone, however you make your way to us, because we have a great program coming up. It is Tuesday, our monthly commitment to CHIC, the Community Health Improvement Council of San Juan County. And this morning, we are talking about a new initiative that's just getting started. In fact, their planning meeting is set for next week that you are all invited to, and we'll learn more about that in just a moment from my guest, 100% New Mexico, talking about all the things that we can do to help children and families here in San Juan County. That's our focus this morning in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Later on this hour, of course, at 8:50 a.m., we'll be checking in with Amber Francisco at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She'll be showing us some of the pets available for adoption this week, including Bellatrix, the dog you see on the screen right there. We'll learn more about her and more coming up this hour at 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. Then, of course, Mick Hess will be here roving with the arts, our classical music program beginning at 9:06 next hour after the news. Don't forget, in addition to our social media platforms of Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, you can connect with KSJE on our Instagram page as well. And if you're a podcast person, this program and a lot of the other talk programs that we do on KSJE, the local programs, are available as podcasts. You can check them out on all of the popular podcast sites, places like iTunes and Spotify and iHeart and Google Podcasts and Pandora. Check it out and take us with you. You can subscribe for free, of course. So check out our podcasts, all those popular podcast platforms. We always tell you that visual radio can take you places. Let's check out what's going on in New York City this morning. They are on the rink at Bryant Park in Manhattan, 20 degrees in the sunshine in New York City this morning. And the skaters are out at Bryant Park. They're on their way to see a high of about 35 degrees today in New York and an overnight low of about 20 degrees with some partly sunny skies. Back here in Farmington, it is a cloudy morning so far. We're expecting some increasing clouds, increasing sun, I should say, throughout the day to turn it into a partly sunny day today with a high of 41 here in Farmington. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 24. Things will be warming up slowly between now and the weekend. 42 and sunshine tomorrow, 45 on Thursday, sunshine and 49 on Friday and Saturday with overnight lows from the mid-20s tonight to about 33 degrees on Saturday night. Joining me this morning to talk about a new program that is getting underway here in San Juan County, 100% New Mexico. Kathy Price is back in the studio to talk a little bit about her involvement with this, one of the regional child care coordinators in New Mexico. Welcome back to KSJE.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's a great way to start the new year.
Happy New Year. That's right. Great to have you here. So thank you. And, of course, you are here as part of our monthly commitment to CHIC, which is the Community Health Improvement Council. And what we're going to talk about sounds like a great match for the efforts of CHIC. And so give me a quick idea of this 100% New Mexico. This is a program happening in other parts of the state that you feel, and I think too, really needs to be here in San Juan County, and that's what we're talking about.
You bet. And in my role as regional child care coordinator, I got hooked up with CHIC, which is a wonderful group of people really doing some great things. With early childhood, I realized we've got to really address the root causes of things. People need transportation. They need good jobs. They need behavioral health. They need support. They need medical care. How can we address all those root causes? Well, bingo, there is a program in our state called 100% Community. It started several years ago by two people who worked for CYFD in a terrible case with adverse childhood experiences. And that led them to write a book called Anna, Age 8. And it's available for free, and I can let you know about that. And so we're going to talk about that group and talk about that book and do this in a meeting at Connect Space next Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock.
Okay, a week from today.
Yes.
Is when you're going to be meeting. And Connect Space, of course, is that new great co-working space in downtown Farmington. 203 West Main is the address, right downtown. And so you are talking about, and this program has already gotten underway in other parts of the state and has proven to be very effective, right? I mean, you've been watching this and see how many successes they have.
It is excellent because it is a way to end that silo things we have in our state and to bring people to a central hub, to a same location, whether you're in behavioral health, whether you're interested in housing or community schools. Bring them all together and really start taking action. It's all based on data. It's based on continuous improvement, and it really addresses the root causes, and it's very unique to New Mexico.
Interesting. And started here, right? I mean, this was started in New Mexico, as you mentioned, right? So it really is unique to our state and the needs of our state.
You bet. And it's countywide. So San Miguel County, there's 10 counties in the state now currently working on this, and they're all at different stages of development. Right here in San Juan County, we're just starting, so we really need to spread the word and get people really committed to looking more at this and seeing how can this help what I'm currently doing or what my interests are.
Right, and so looking at the poster that you brought in with you today, there's a bunch of gears, which I think is great because everything has to work together, right? Or this doesn't move very, very well. And so we're looking at some of these things around the outside, and this is the things that you're talking about, right? Some of these inherent problems that maybe impact the ultimate problem of these children and their well-being.
Right. There's actually 5 surviving and 5 thriving services that are needed in order to address whole family support. So those include medical care with dental, behavioral health, housing, transportation, community schools, job training. All 10, can't remember all 10.
I'm going to read them off the poster.
Early childhood is one of them.
You bet, it is. Food is another that's
yes.
on there.
Oh, yeah, food security.
Parent supports, that's on there as well. Youth mentors and job training are round out the 10 that you were mentioning. And so, so all these different areas. And so I guess what you're asking is if someone is involved in an organization that is in one of these areas, they should come to this meeting next week, or who else should come?
Oh, definitely. Anybody in the community who's interested. And I know there's a lot of people that are kind of bored or maybe retired and would like to, I want to give back. How can I help? This is a thing that they can do. And also people in these areas, again, like I said, in New Mexico, the right hand sometimes doesn't know what the left hand's doing. Let's come together and decide all these great things that are already in place here in San Juan County, how can we strengthen them and bring them together and make them more effective?
Got it. And you have the support of the statewide organization, right, that is putting this all together. And so they have a lot of resources and expertise, I think, from the other counties who have already started this to help make this successful here.
Exactly. We've got websites. In fact, at the end of this month, there are going to be 10 different webinars that people, and all of these resources are free, that people can go in to get more information. In fact, you could go right now to 100nm.org and find out more about this and see what is happening in other counties. For example, in one of our counties that started this before the pandemic, the data has shown that people in that county fared better with these services through the first couple of years of the pandemic.
Wow, interesting. And so, again, it's not that you're reinventing the wheel necessarily, right? But you are reaching out to these existing organizations that are already doing a great job and just getting them to work more closely with others in the same community. Is that the idea?
Oh, exactly. We have some wonderful programs right here in San Juan County. But again, people are working so hard in those programs that maybe they don't know what's just right happening right across the street or in another part of the county. And so this is really getting all aspects of our county to come together and to work so that someone who needs food bank services, but gosh, they're working when the food bank is open, how is that going to work? Or they need transportation to get to a medical appointment, or they need special care for a special needs child. How can we all work together to provide that? And the answer is pretty simple, actually.
Right. And so it is part of what we're talking about this morning, this 100% community, as you mentioned, already underway in 10 counties in New Mexico. And so bringing it to San Juan County would be county number 11 and getting this up and running, right? And that's your hope.
We want to get the interest in all the different counties, but I live here in San Juan County, so that's where I really want to continue this long term.
Right. And this grew out of your other job, if you will, right, of this being a regional child care coordinator that you and I have talked about here before. And so it all kind of goes back to these children in New Mexico and how to give them the best shot at having a successful life, really, in this state.
Well, and we know right here in San Juan County, the kids that get a good start in the first 5 years of their life, they have supportive families, they have enrichment activities, they have a lot of language in their life, they do better. So all the money we spend early really pays off in the long run with less drug addictions, less mental health issues, everything like that. And the social emotional aspects are very important for these kids. So we want to make sure we support the families. There's lots of initiatives. In fact, we'll be hiring someone here pretty soon in the next few weeks for our county for the Early Childhood Coalition that was awarded a grant through the state. So there's some great things happening, but not everybody knows about it.
Right, right. And a lot of conversations at the state level about early childhood, right? I mean, the state has a lot of money, which is great, and they're looking at how to spend some of that money. And I think early childhood really kind of comes to the top of the conversations, at least the ones that I have heard, about just what you're talking about, how to impact the biggest impact, biggest bang for the buck, if you will, right? And early childhood seems to do that with those outcomes and making sure all these kids have a better childhood.
Right, and for the first time in our state, we have a bureau, the Early Childhood Education and Care Department, on the same level as the Public Education Department. So instead of being under the PED, now they're their own department, and they've been doing a great job. They're over a year old, about a year and a half old, and there is a lot of money from the CARES Act and the recovery COVID funding that has come down through the state. So they're being they've got a big, good plan on what to do with that money. And that's part of my job, is to let people know what's out there via grants, via programs, being a connector. And so I do that in Northwest and North Central New Mexico, and it has been very rewarding to see what's been happening and to meet the people who really care about making, you know, a better life for kids around them.
Right. A word I've heard bounced around a little bit that I don't think is done lightly is transformational. Would you agree with that, Kathy Price, that some of these changes that we're seeing maybe in our state could be transformational for the children who live here?
Oh, definitely. And the thing is, what I really like about New Mexico, we have the talent in our state to solve our problems. We've got wonderful resources, even from the business point of view, with West right here at San Juan College and with the SBD, Small Business Development Center.
SBDC, right?
Right. So we've got the resources here. It's just a matter of letting people know what's out there and seeing what works for you. What do you really need right now? And by doing that and connecting people to resources, New Mexico really is poised to really make a difference.
And I think for maybe some folks who are listening to us this morning, watching us this morning, Kathy Price, that maybe they're thinking, wow, you know, my kids are doing pretty good, so I can't understand how all kids can't be doing as well as my kids are. Maybe they don't understand the challenges that some of families are facing these days when you talk about things like food insecurity and transportation issues and just not even being able to get to a job interview, for heaven's sakes, to get a job, to feed your family and make sure they have shelter and all these different things. But this is what we're talking about, right? What families are facing.
Right. And you talk to anybody that works for, that are involved in the CHIC group or with Child Haven, and there's a lot of families out there really struggling. There's a lot of people dealing with addiction issues, dysfunctional families, people that really, that they're hurting inside. And because they're hurting, often their families are hurting and their kids are hurting. And they might be someone, you know, in your backyard or someone on the other side of town. This is a way to let people know that we do care and there is a lot of help out there. And we want to create a hub of services so someone doesn't have to run all the way around town or around the county to get what they need, but they can come to one hub and find that. And also, you know, find out online what are the resources, because we all have our smartphones these days. And so we want to be able to utilize that technology to help.
Right. Well, and one of the things that I've always found fascinating is for folks who do find themselves maybe looking for a job or out of a home situation, they're homeless, they need to find a place to live. And a lot of the things that they're asked for is documentation. You know, we need proof of this and proof of that and things along that line. And maybe for some of these folks, they don't have ready access to a printer or a PC to be able to print those documents off to show to somebody that they are in need, and just have, you know, time after time going door to door to these different agencies who want to help and sincerely want to help them, but they get kind of frustrated with having to do this time and time again. And I think that's a little bit of what you're talking about, is a one-stop shop kind of a thing?
Yes, uh-huh, where you know, I visualize things like maybe utilizing, and we've got some great big buildings that are sitting kind of empty in our county, utilizing that where someone could come in and find out information, get information about, maybe I want a career in early childhood. Are there any scholarships out there? And that leads into the job training and the resources right here at San Juan College. How can I, I don't have enough food. Where can I get those foods? Or, you know, my rent is going up. Is there another place that I could rent? Or, what about, you know, my child hasn't seen a dentist for a long time. How do I get dental care? So all of those issues that kind of build on one another, we can bring those together in this central hub, and that's why it's called 100% community. Because by addressing all of those needs at an early age and comprehensively, I mean, it's not rocket science. It works.
Well, but for some, it seems like rocket science, maybe, because we've been struggling with this for so long, and the solution seems so elegant to be able to just bring everyone together, as you said, you know, get out of our silos and really find out what's happening just across the street, perhaps, and be able to help these members of our own community to make a better community for all of us.
And the action plans for each of these 10 areas can be very simple, or they can be very complex and long-term. It just depends on what you want to get involved with and how we can bring others into this space. I would start by downloading the free books, Anna, Age 8, coming to our book club. Also downloading the book, 100% Community, that actually in details tells you the ideas for plans. So you take a plan, you say, how could that work in San Juan County with what I'm interested in? Because it comes down to, it's kind of all about me. What do I want to do to try to give back to my community? So we really encourage everybody to come or at least to contact us and let us know you're interested, and we can get you on an email list. Because we will, of course, do a lot of virtual trainings and virtual information. So you don't, if you're uncomfortable coming out in public yet, that's okay. We can still get you involved.
Very good. And it's the meeting next week, 100% community kind of planning meeting, if you will, right? Tuesday, January 11th, 2022 at 8 to 9 a.m. at Connect Space, downtown Farmington, 203 West Main Street. This is when you're all going to get together. This is an in-person meeting, correct?
Yes, and this was the idea of Melissa Porch. I've been talking about this, and Melissa, who is the manager of Connect Space, said, well, why don't we actually just have a meeting and start it? So
there you go.
Please join us. We would love to share a cup of coffee with you and get the new year started right.
Okay, very good. You mentioned these books, and there's a couple of websites that are on the screen that I want to explain to folks what they are. The AnnaAge8.org, all written out, is one of those websites, right? That's where that book's available?
Right. The book is available there.
Got it. And then there's the 100NM.org website, and that's more about the statewide organization?
And that's brand new. And we do have a San Juan County page there that we need to fill out with information of more people and the activities we are going to take and want to take here in San Juan County.
All right. And the phone number that's on the screen, is that to you?
That is to me right now.
Okay.
You bet.
330-5574. If folks would like more information about what we're talking about, they can call you. And if they can't make that meeting, they can maybe call you and find out about the next one.
Right. And also, if you're on Facebook, I'm sure this is coming live on Facebook right now, you can message me also.
Okay. Very good. You did bring another book with you, Kathy Price, that I want to show everybody. And this is The Culture of Caring. And this was written by two of the folks that are involved in this whole process, correct? Talk to me about that.
Right. This is a brand new book that is just now being published on Amazon. And this was a preview copy that I got, and it was a wonderful book for me to read during the break, because you'd read and then you'd just think about stuff and you'd reflect, what do I want to do in this world? How do I want to, what kind of legacy do I want to live? How can I take this and actually get something accomplished, either personally or with a group?
Got it. And a lot of the things you're talking about really predate the pandemic. I mean, certainly the pandemic made a lot of things worse, I'm afraid to say. But some of these struggles that folks are having today, they are having 2 years before today and before the pandemic, and now it's just worse, right? Maybe there's more people struggling and things like that. But, I mean, this is not necessarily a COVID thing, is it?
No, it's not a COVID thing. But, unfortunately, and the Surgeon General on, I think, December 7th put out a thing about the mental health of our children. And the pandemic.
That is a COVID thing. That's right.
Right. That is a COVID thing. But even before that, you know, the stories, you've seen them in the news, the CYFD horror stories of children going into those services, but still, you know, getting murdered by supposedly caregivers. So they're a huge issue in our state. And we can't just gloss this over. And that's what really started these two people, Dominic and Catherine, saying, hey, we've got to change this. How can we do it? And with their vision and their ideas, they've developed this 100% community that really can make an impact. And it just deals, even like in Española, the artists got involved by making these beautiful murals downtown of how we need to come together to solve these issues. So it's just not doctors and teachers and caregivers. It's also artists, and anybody in the community can get involved.
Got it. Interesting. And so, you know, while folks may be saying, well, maybe the state needs to take the lead, it sounds like this is an area where the state isn't necessarily taking the lead, but this group of individuals from around the state are working together in concert with the state to try to push them forward to getting some of the help that these communities need.
Right. Well, it's great to have the money come from the top down.
Right.
With the action has to start from the bottom up. And so that's why this is a countywide project. It can't be somebody from Santa Fe telling us what to do, because we're a little independent up here.
You think?
We think.
You've
remember,
been
I'm a barrel racer,
so, time, so
in
yeah.
that Western a little bit there, but
right.
You pull up your boots, but you actually do the work at the county level, and that's what we need to start, is that groundwork right here in San Juan County.
Exactly. Very, very true. Well, it's 100% community, the new San Juan County chapter. You are getting information out next Tuesday, January 11th, 8 to 9 a.m. at Connect Space. Again, downtown Farmington, 203 West Main Street. And I would think, would there be a tribal component to this too, Kathy Price, since the Navajo Nation's a big part of San Juan County and vice versa?
Of course. Of course there is. And we need to bring all groups and all cultures into this. Again, like I said, when the Attorney General is saying that our mental health is really at crisis right now, it doesn't matter if you're black or brown or green or blue or what you do, if you wear boots or you wear flip-flops or you wear stiletto heels. The issues are the same for everybody. And we have a lot of strengths right here in San Juan County. And the strength is to come together, whether you're in this group or that group. Put those groups aside and let's talk about the issues. And let's talk about our future and what we want to see. You know, we want to appreciate the outdoors. And we can bring in, you know, sports. And we can bring in cooking. And we can bring in, you know, flower arranging. Whatever there is, it has a place in 100% community.
Got it. And the focus really is on the children, right? I mean, that is really its focus, to really help with these the children who are struggling in the state.
When you build all those services, you're strengthening the families, you're strengthening the start on life that these kids get. And it's so important because things are pretty well set. But at the same time, we realize everybody, whether you might be 68 or 6 years and 8 months, might need mental health issues. They'll need medical care. So it goes beyond, it starts at early childhood, but it goes beyond from that cradle to grave services.
Got it. So it is more than just children.
Yes.
That we're talking about, for sure. but certainly helping them, or helping these families who are struggling, or even these seniors. We really haven't talked about that either. That
there are
folks of every age group and economic strata that's maybe struggling in our community.
Right. And we have a lot of grandparents raising kids right now. In fact, there is a group that I work with a lot on grandparents raising children, because they've got very unique needs. Here you are retired and thinking, oh, it's time for me to, you know, have an empty nest and have fun, and then all of a sudden, because of some family issues, you're suddenly raising kids. Now, I'm a grandmother myself, and I love my kids, but there's a lot of families that need a lot of support, and a lot of seniors that might be feeling lonely, or especially if you don't have family around. Holidays can be really, really tough. And so we want to be able to offer those supports and to have a caring community. Again, that culture of caring is what we want. And seniors are also a very untapped resource I don't think we actually sometimes appreciate.
True. Very, very true.
As I get closer and closer. But it's a state of mind, as, you know, Betty White all reminded all of us.
No kidding. That's very, very true. And you're right that, you know, there are a lot of grandparents who are raising children, maybe something they never thought that they would be doing, and that takes a lot of energy to do that, and maybe they never thought they'd need the support of some of these things that they're looking for, like child care or taking a break or a food pantry or whatever the case may be. That's kind of all that we're talking about too.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of great initiatives that we could do. Another one is social emotional help for New Mexico, and I'm helping expand that also. So we've got a lot of resources. We'll share a lot of that on Tuesday. But meanwhile, if you have any questions, everything on how can I use a game to build resiliency in my young kids, you know, I'm happy to share resources. I'm happy to share ideas. And, you know, we're all here to help.
Right. Very true. Again, it is next Tuesday, the 11th, 8 to 9 a.m., Connect Space, downtown Farmington at 203 West Main. You can call Kathy Price at 330-5574, and that will get you to her. And your other job, Kathy, is this regional child care coordinator. And, again, you are well-versed in child care options and programs and availability throughout Northwest New Mexico, are you not?
Yes, I've had over 40 years, I guess, in the education business, mostly as a teacher in Bloomfield schools, but also with Roundtree Developmental School. That was my first job up here in San Juan County. So I do have friends and contacts all over the state, which has been very beneficial for this job. Because sometimes when you're just teaching in the classroom, you kind of forget all the other people and programs that are out there. So this has really been a wonderful opportunity for me to bring all those diverse aspects together and to work with diverse groups such as LANL, the LANL Foundation.
That's Los Alamos National Labs.
Exactly. Okay. They do a lot of great stuff. So my territory goes from Penasco all the way to Shiprock and down through Bernalillo and Rio Rancho and Zuni and Gallup. So all of those areas in northwest and north central New Mexico, I hope to be a resource for.
Very good. Very good. Well, that is part of the many hats that you wear, but they're all connected too, which is important. And the underlying, I think, benefit and goal is to make life better for all New Mexicans.
And that's the legacy we hope to leave.
That's right. All right. Very good. 100% community, San Juan County, Tuesday, January 11th, 8 to 9 a.m., a week from today at Connect Space, downtown Farmington. And again, everyone is invited to come and contribute in some way.
We'd love to see you.
All right. Very good. Kathy Price, thank you for coming in this morning. Always great to have you here.
Thank you, Scott, and have a wonderful year.
You too. Very good. Happy New Year to you as well. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.